where Bridgeport comes for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
Smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go.
Boom, the boom. That boom must have been so exciting. Joining us now are Jim and Sasha Allen, who heard the boom not once but twice on The Voice, and they're here to talk about it. They hail from none other than Newtown, Connecticut, a father and son duo that play in various folk and bluegrass bands in our area. You may have heard them. You may have known them. You may have been even taught by Jim, who's a local noted music teacher. Welcome, Jim and Sasha Allen, to the Lisa Wexler Show here on WICC. Hello.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. So, did I wake you up? It's early, right? Are you in LA now? Are you doing The Voice? Where are you?
Yeah, we're well. We've been up for a little while and looking forward to this.
Well, I have to say, let me talk to you, Jim, first. I have to say, when I posted that you were coming on, a dear friend of mine, Dave Ackert, whose family lives in Newtown, was so psyched that you were coming on, because I think you taught his kids Sophie and Noah throughout Newtown. Thought you were a great teacher. I don't know if you remember them, but just want to let you know.
I absolutely remember Sophie and Noah and David and his lovely wife, and that was a wonderful time to be working with them.
So let me hear a little bit. So first of all, I love The Voice, and we've had a bunch of people that have been winners of The Voice on throughout the years. But I have to confess, I don't remember seeing duos. Now, maybe I'm just not that much of a devotee. But let me ask you, Jim, how common is it that you were allowed to perform as a duo?
I've seen duos on The Voice over the last few years. I think it's something that developed since around 2015. It's been pretty rare. I did see a trio on there about 2 years ago. So we're very fortunate and feel lucky to be there as a duo because I wouldn't have it any other way. Playing with my son is just the best on this show or anywhere.
Must be so much fun. So, Sasha, welcome. Thanks for getting up in the morning. I know the younger you are, the harder that is. So I want to hear from you, Sasha. Sasha, was it your idea to get on The Voice?
It was actually my dad's idea, because he was the one who got the email letting us know that auditions were open. And he actually approached me with the idea and said that we should submit a few songs together and just see where it goes. So it was he definitely gets all the credit for even bringing it up in the first place. My attitude was kind of like, oh, like, come on, we'll never actually get on The Voice. Like, it's not like we'll actually end up on the show and actually get a blind audition. But he was persistent about it, and now here we are.
So what is the audition process like? Before we see you stand on the stage with the blind and the four of them, you know, with their chairs, the backs of their chairs to you, what happens before that to let you get to that part of it? What happens, Sasha?
Oh, well, it starts off with you would submit two videos of you singing. And then after that, if they want some more videos, you send in some more videos. And then after they review those, they'll let you know that you'll be flying out to L.A. to audition. And then you fly out to L.A., you select your song, you start preparing and rehearsing as much as you can and kind of going through the motions and figuring out how everything is going to work with going on stage and the show and everything. And there's a ton of preparation and band rehearsals and vocal lessons and everything that all comes down to that one moment. So it's definitely a super long process, but very busy as well.
How many people on average do you know that you have to compete against to be able to get that blind audition?
Oh, God. I think, certainly thousands are reviewed through that process. And lots of people submit videos. And then with every screening process, I guess, they pare it down and less and less and less people. But I think once we finally got to LA, we were among, I think, a little over 100 people who had gotten through all of those other rounds of the audition process.
Do they put you in a nice hotel?
Yeah. It's a good hotel.
I mean, I just want to know, do you get the star treatment, from the get-go, even though you haven't won yet? I just was curious to know. We're chatting with Jim and Sasha.
They are
Go ahead.
Very kind.
Are they?
Yeah. They you get treated very nicely, and it's a wonderful place to stay, and the food is good, and the production team, the people that put the show together, from the audio guys up through the head producers, all the way up, they're just the kindest people you'd ever want to meet. And oftentimes we would have an interaction with someone and then only later realize, oh my God, that was one of the executive producers who just, came up to us as if they were changing camera lenses or something and wanted to start a kick up a conversation. There's a real intimacy, a family-like atmosphere to the show. And yes, it was a very nice hotel.
That's wonderful. That's great. We're chatting with Jim and Sasha Allen. By the way, I'm curious, Jim, has this already happened and you're now on to sort of promote it in real life for us, but you already know the outcome? Or is this actually live happening right now?
You're reaching us here. We are in Connecticut. We've enjoyed watching this part of the show with friends and family gathered at our house. And as it unfolds on TV, they get to see so much of what we've experienced. And so it's like a story that's evolving. And when that page turns, then we can talk about that next page. And it's great because that preserves the continuity of it for all the performers. Because, of course, there are different outcomes. And so everyone gets to be a part of the same moment as it's broadcasting. Hope that answers your question.
Well, I think you're very classy. I thought you were in L.A. I think you're very classy to answer it exactly that way. I'm going to translate for our audience. It means that these guys don't want to give away the ending. It is what it is, and we'll find out what it is in our own version of real time. But I thank you for being so classy. I think that you've been well-prepped. So let me go back and ask you this. How easy or not easy was it for you to choose between Kelly Clarkson and Ariana Grande? I'm going to go to Sasha because I already know the answer. Sasha, come on. How easy or hard was it to choose between the two?
It was very apparent when we were up on stage. Actually, we really made the decision right there on stage. It was not pre-planned. But we really decided to go with Ariana because we felt like it would be great to be on a team where we could be in our own lane musically, and we wouldn't have to compete with another trio, which Kelly did have on her team. She had a trio that was kind of in our same lane and our same genre of music. So we decided to go with Ariana as a strategic move, and also she's Ariana Grande. So...
Yeah, and by the way, the purple thing that I saw her wear the other night was such a knockout. She really looks so pretty. She's a tiny little thing on screen. That tiny? She's got to be even tinier in person, right?
Oh, yeah, she's really small. She's super small.
Yeah. So when you were working with her, let me start with you, Sasha, first, Ariana Grande. Even her name is Grande, right? Famous people are with us, there's a little bit of, stardust before we can let that dissipate and then get into the real relationship. And I'm wondering, as a human being and as a musical coach, tell me about how Ariana Grande helped and shaped your music.
Oh, yeah. She had such a big impact on me. I think both of us as musicians and singers and performers. With this last round with the battle round, she gave us the song Signed, Sealed, Delivered by Stevie Wonder. And it was a really unexpected choice, but it really worked out amazingly and kind of spoke to her genius as a coach and a musician. And she really, she's a really not only a great person and a great person to be around and play music with, but she really takes her job as a coach seriously on the show, and she does for everybody on her team. She puts so, so much thought into her song selections and how she works with us, and everything she has said has been so genuine and helpful, and she is so, so involved in the process that it's actually been shocking to everyone on our team how truly into it she is. She's made it like her life, it feels like. So working with her has been so amazing and a dream come true, and we talk all the time about how we know we are in the completely right place on Team Ariana, and she is seriously the greatest and the greatest fit for us.
We're chatting with Sasha and Jim Allen, who hail from Newtown, Connecticut, where they live, and as a father-son duo, they have been competing in The Voice on national TV on NBC, which is one of our great singer talent programs. It's been on for umpteen seasons. Do you think that Ariana Grande will take you with her on tour? Has that been offered to you?
We're going to hope for that. So cross your fingers. It may be a possibility, but you know, we're going to be classy. We can't reveal anything at the moment.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. So Jim, you know, as you've been a music teacher all these years, it must be such a great thrill for you to be on the stage with your own child. I can't imagine, you know, how thrilling that must be. Do you see a future for the two of you as a duo, or do you see something different in the way of your musical careers?
Well, it is such a wonderful thing to be on stage with Sasha. And in many ways, it's like the fruition of the work I have done as a musician and, you know, both aspiring to have a career, but also having to teach to make a living and raising a family and having music as part of a family, to then have that extend outward in this way is fantastic. You know, Sasha and I have always played together, and sometimes we would do open mics, and I would always sort of keep an eye out for a gig. But boy, in this case, I got the right email, and he was actually, you know, pretty eager from the start. Don't let him fool you. There were moments when we were probably both wondering, you know, could this really happen, especially as it seemed to be happening. But yeah, to be together on stage is we're on a journey together, and we're not quite sure where it's heading, except that it's opening doors right and left. And yeah, what's wonderful playing together is we know that we can always do this, but there will be other opportunities too. So I do see us doing a lot more after this show, and that also enabling us to network in part with some of these amazing young talents that we have just met in the course of the show. A girl named Tom and David Vogel and Harris and, these incredible talents of all genres, to be there working with them as part of the show is a wonderful networking opportunity. So Sasha and I will do a lot in the years to come, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a thrilling experience altogether. And it does. It starts as a sort of a beginning point, and then you just shoot off from this and see where it takes you. It's very exciting. You know, the Richfield Playhouse has hosted quite a few winners of The Voice in recent history. So maybe we can get you on their stage. I'm not there, but I'm just saying. We interview a lot of people that pass through Richfield. But that's a great forum, I would think, for you guys to do a concert there. It'd be amazing. Hey, listen, I don't want to ignore something that I know that Sasha's been outspoken about, proud of. I'm not sure. I think we're in a transition as a society where talking about being transgender, you don't want to insult people by not mentioning it if it's important to them as part of their identity. But on the other hand, I don't know if we're in a time where we need to make too big a deal of it, because I think it's becoming more commonplace and normalized. So I didn't want to ignore it, but I also didn't want to particularly emphasize it, because I think we're in that in-between place. But I do want to say, Sasha.
You
tell me. Yep.
Yeah. with the thing is with going on the show, I kind of with when I was thinking about how to approach it, because it felt like the type of thing that, you know, I was like, do I kind of want to keep this more low key? Do I even want this to be on the radar? And then as we went through the process and it started to become way more real, I realized that there was really no way to tell our story without mentioning it. And I've kind of come to realize, you know, over the whole course of the show and everything that we've gone through and interviews and everything like that, that it was really important for me to share that part of my life, because I think we are in a time where the culture is shifting and mindset is shifting. And I think having a platform like that and being able to share my story, not only mine, but also my family's and my parents' story of love and acceptance, I think that that's really important. And I think it's important for people to hear and for young LGBT people to see, or for people to see who don't understand it at all and don't understand where I'm coming from. But I think that although it really did make me nervous and I was apprehensive to share that much about my life on such a huge platform, I know that it was definitely the right decision, and I'd be kicking myself later in life if I didn't do it. So I appreciate, I get what you mean. It's like you don't know whether you bring it up or how much you acknowledge right. it or how much you don't acknowledge it, because it's kind of this uncomfortable things. You don't want to make anybody else uncomfortable, but I think being open about it on this platform, I think it was a great decision for me, and I'm really happy that we approached it the way that we did.
Well, I'm really happy that you're able to do so in a time and place where anybody who doesn't accept you for who you are is dissed, as opposed to the other way it used to be, where the opposite was true. So I'm just happy for you and your family.
Yeah.
That you're able to be your best self and your
yeah.
most authentic self and live in this time where you can talk about it without fear. I'm just really happy for you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
So,
thank you.
Yeah, no, listen. And as far as that goes, I know that you alluded in your story, in your bio that I read, that some of your years in school were not easy. And I would imagine that that would be true altogether when you have such a sort of a fundamental shift from what people think you are to who you think you are. So my question for you, Sasha, is how does that affect your music? How does that affect your expression as an artist?
I think it's really, I think my experience with being trans and also experience with, you know, growing up and being a teenager and being in high school and being trans and dealing with a time that's already kind of hard, but with that extra layer added onto it, I think it totally impacted my art and my music, because as a writer, you write about what you're dealing with and what you're going through in life. And when it's something that huge and when it's something that feels so catastrophic and something that's already causing you so much distress and turmoil, and then you go into school every day and it feels like there's another layer added to that from people who just seem to not like you for who you are, people who make whatever comments that they make because kids are mean. It's something that I think gave me a pretty thick skin, and it's something that now looking back, I think that it taught me a lot of lessons, and I think it did shape me as an artist, and it shaped the music that I wrote. And, I think going through that and having music, I don't think I'd be the same musician or artist that I am without going through the stuff that I went through. I went through some terrible years, but I came out on the other end, and I think it made me grow as a person. And I think it matured me as a person. And I think, you know, it definitely is really important to who I am. And now I'm hoping that sharing that story can help other people who are in the position that I was.
Jim and Sasha Allen, it's been a pleasure to get to know both of you. We'll be looking for you on the marquee everywhere. And, of course, we are your hometown, and we are rooting for you big time on The Voice. So just know that. We're the wind behind your back on this. And welcome back to Connecticut. And thank you very much for joining us this morning, Jim and Sasha Allen, stars on The Voice and stars in their own right as musicians based right here in Newtown, Connecticut. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for being on today.
Thank you for having us.
A pleasure. We'll be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show coming up.